Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo, what's up?
Would make the news.
That's newsworthy.
Sounds like an STD, Tony.
Sexually assaulted by a male dolphin in 2016. Never
like you
the
forgot
day.
The year.
Yeah, I
right,
know.
Yeah.
The bad thing was that the handler was like, "Oh yeah, that dolphin does that," and I went, "Are you serious?"
So he didn't give you a warning?
That's what I'm saying.
So it was a handler job.
Alrighty. Haley Hansen, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm here having to deal with this as my
I know. Dwight's
work
really,
environment.
I know.
Not Dwight.
What are you talking about?
Dwight's the last of
Thank
my problems.
You.
Okay. Alrighty. Your cookies yesterday.
What about
Oh,
them?
Man. Oh,
I've heard nothing but great things
oh,
about them.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep okay. telling me.
They were good.
They look crappy.
Like, literally.
You look like, ooh, they look burnt.
I thought they looked good.
And I said, I don't even know, but I said, I trust Haley because she's a baker.
Triple chocolate chip.
And oh,
that,
my gosh.
That was the problem because the chocolate started melting over the cookie.
Yeah. Excuse
triple.
Me. That's a problem?
So, it, yeah. well, it coated the cookie and made it literally look
like
a
it was
brown,
burnt. Yeah, it was burnt.
Burnt
but there was
thing.
Also, I bit into it, and then you heard the moans and the...
Yeah,
you,
that was
you and Dave both were Ramon. Very
oh, man.
Into the cookies.
It's like a dolphin was in the room.
Listen, okay. Our lives are really sad. This is like the highlight of our days,
You're
the
welcome.
Cookie. So, but then I said, what else am I tasting? Like a sugary, and you said...
It's dark brown sugar and light brown sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
Two times of brown sugar.
I'm so glad I did not partake.
It's very good. With espresso powder.
Oh.
So technically,
oh my God.
Technically, it's a breakfast cookie. Has espresso powder.
Hey, that's right. And by the way, one other thing. Do not get drug tested for at least 6 weeks now.
You know,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I kept wondering why would Patrick marry you?
Now we know.
Like, we all were like,
now we know.
She's awful.
It's
and you're,
this cookie
you're a
recipe.
Saint.
I'm telling
and
you.
And now I'm starting to figure yeah. it out.
It's famous with like four people.
All right. Let's do Crusade for Children trivia. You guys barely made it last week and a team effort. So we're going to do it again today. We're up to $320. So we'll go to $340. I will give to Crusade for Children if you get 8 of the next 10 questions correctly. Are you ready?
Can we just rename it Everybody Yell at the Morons Through Your Radio?
That's right. Really a good title.
It's yeah. a good title.
Okay. Question number one.
Number one.
The name Australia was formally adopted in what year? 1824 or 1924?
Australia was actually a penile colony.
True that.
That doesn't answer the question.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Doctor. That's very
The name
helpful.
Australia was formally adopted in what year? 1824 or 1924?
Boy, 1924 seems too recent.
1824.
Doesn't
it's got to be 1824, right?
But that seems too long ago.
Does it?
I know.
I think 1924, but you guys both.
Well, I
think
don't know.
Like
don't look at me. Listen, I'm horrible when it comes to geometry.
Oh, there,
there
we go.
There we go.
Wait,
on the first
now
question.
It's out of the way,
yeah, that was
way.
Good.
It's out of the way.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Give me an answer, boys and girls.
I mean, 1924 seems too recent,
but that makes it
that chases
seem like
us
the
way
answer,
back.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100 years ago. Dave, come on.
Let's go 1924.
Let's go 1924.
All right, we're going to start
Doesn't
off
seem
with
possible,
a loss.
I would think it'd be 1800s, but...
And 1824.
It had to be.
Australia formally adopted the name.
I want to talk to the lady that just yelled at us in her Buick. That was not nice, what you just said.
Question two.
She had a good point.
Gone with
she
my
a good
gut.
Point, just wasn't nice.
Not Stick good. With your gut, Jennings.
I know, right?
I know. Not good start here, folks.
No.
That means you're more pressure on your Haley-only answer question at the end. Question
hey,
two.
This game brought to you by the University of Louisville basketball program.
I got you. I got you some easy questions here. Who was the father of Cleopatra's twins?
She had twins?
Yeah, that's Mark Anthony, J-Lo's ex-husband.
Yeah, he was an ass.
Coincidentally.
David. Final answer, Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony.
Anthony.
job, Haley Hansen.
Thank you. And we still use Cleopatra's eyeliner techniques today. Isn't that beautiful?
She used a poisonous asp to bite her boob.
Yeah.
She did?
Bit her boob.
She was hardcore.
Yeah, she was hardcore.
Oh, did it kill her?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how she committed suicide. It's a love story.
Oh, Question three. Sounds beautiful.
It really is.
But then the ruler of Rome, Caesar, can't remember his name, he brought their dead bodies and kind of paraded them through the streets of Rome, so it didn't end too well.
Yo-Yo Ma.
No, it wasn't Yo-Yo Ma.
It was Caesar salad.
Question three. What nickname is shared by Charles Russell, Harold Reese, and Paul Rubens?
I don't know any of those.
Paul Rubens from Def Jam.
Witchy Poo.
No, I don't think it's Witchy Poo. So Paul Rubens is Pee Wee Herman.
No, Pee Wee Herman. I was thinking Rick Rubin. I'm
Charles
so tired.
Russell. Harold Pee-wee. Reese.
Pee-wee.
Paul Rubens.
And they're all Pee-wees.
All of them are Pee-wees.
Pee-wees.
Yep.
Correct.
I'm right sure of it.
Yep. Well, when I was a kid, that's what I used to call mine.
And okay, no.
No, listen, nope, but here's a funny story.
There we go.
I said, hey, where's my Uncle Russell at? And my grandmother goes, he's out building a house in Pee-wee Valley. And I lost it. I thought she was messing with me.
On the shores of Lake Titicaca.
This was teamwork at its best, and I'm so proud of all three of you.
Thank you.
I can't believe I confused Paul Rubin with Rick Rubin.
Question four.
Yes.
Name the song that made the Soggy Bottom Boys famous.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I got trouble in my mind, or whatever.
Man of constant sorrow.
That's it. Yeah.
We should get extra credit for singing it.
I think you're right.
So, that was totally cool.
Thank you.
All three of you started to sing it, and it was really awful.
Didn't it sound awful great?
Yeah, awful great is what I would say.
Processing fixed it.
High five.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Are you not going to thank me for fixing your headphone jack at all?
I thanked you for reverse break.
Man. I fixed it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't see you fix it, so you don't get
it. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Never I saw Daniel in there.
Women. No,
you don't need it.
Question five. Haley will probably answer this question very quickly. A ganache is a combination of cream and what?
It's a ganache.
Chocolate.
See, Dwight got it. Former
time. With an accent.
Ganache. That's how we say it up in Chicago.
Ganache.
Oh, I love when you fall back to Chicago roots. So stupid. Okay. Question six is easy. In which state was the first Walmart store opened?
Arkansas. Yeah, I think it was Arkansas.
I think you're right.
I'm right sure of it.
Are you sure of it, Carl?
Arkansas.
Let's go with Carl.
All right.
Carl, that's correct. I think that's the first time he's ever been correct. Yes. You just made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. What did you say, Carl?
I love you, boy.
Okay, well, I like.
You know, we had a really bad joke of the day. Can you please play the joke that Carl always says, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can.
He's got a great joke about Arkansas.
Yeah. What is it?
Let's hear it.
There's these two fellers.
Yeah.
You're standing on a bridge. You're going to the bathroom.
On a bridge, okay.
One feller says that the water is cold. Mm hmm. Other feller said the water is deep.
Yeah.
I believe one feller come from Arkansas.
Yeah, from Arkansas. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Carl.
That's a great joke.
Arkansas.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's a comedian.
He really is good.
He's funny.
Get it. Question seven. In 1830, ketchup was sold as what? Was it sold as a condiment like it is today?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it used as medicine?
I was just thinking it has to be some medicinal. Like take a tablespoon of catsup and helps a belly or
catsup.
Catsup? Yeah, that's what they called it back in 18...
Catsup.
The catsup you gave.
Did you say catsup? Catsup. Way better.
Right. I want to say medicine, but that also sounds stupid. Dave, what's your gut telling
you? Condiment seems too obvious.
All right.
Birth control.
Okay, should we go with?
Say I'm not touching
should
that
we go
thing.
With medicine?
They have ketchup flavored candy canes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be medicine.
We got to get off this question.
Question seven: In 1830, ketchup was sold as a condiment or medicine. Your final answer is
some medicinal use.
Yes, medicinal.
Yay!
There we go.
Was used as medicine
for what?
Who knows? We were stupid in 1830.
What do you mean?
Wash my hands before we do surgery.
They ran that guy, the guy that came up with that.
Yes.
They ran him out of the medical
community. They put him in a booby hatch.
Yep.
Yeah. They threw him in a booby hatch where he died.
I'd like to go to a place called a booby hatch. Wow.
Question eight.
Let me look that up real quick.
It's on the penile colony, Dwight.
Booby.
Okay.
Okay.
No. That's where they keep the booby hatch.
Has to get his glasses on for this one.
Right in between.
Why would they call a psych ward a booby hatch anyway?
I don't know, but
is that what they call a psych ward?
Yeah, booby hatch.
I've never heard that.
We're going to send you the booby hatch, or we'll yes.
Whatever happened to Jimmy's mom? Oh, they sent her to the booby hatch. Oh, it's crazy, huh?
I think you made that up.
No. I think so, too. I've never heard booby hatch.
Anyway.
Let me look it up real quick.
Hang on, I got to ask now.
Origin
of booby hatch.
Yeah, booby hatch.
Ooh, Lady Siri knows everything.
You're like my dad. Ugh.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not.
Can we go to the next question, Anthony? Anthony.
Eclairs are said to have originated in what country?
It's got to be France, right?
France.
Oh, wait a minute. A booby hatch. It's a nautical term. It's a small hatchway on the deck of a ship.
Uh-huh.
It's also a slang term for an insane asylum.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
It's been in use at least since the 1930s.
You're right.
Oh. Listen to this. Popularized by cartoonist Milt Gross in his comic strip, Count Screwloose from Toulouse.
Oh, man, that's my favorite comic.
Where am I? Dwight and Haley, apology.
Why would I apologize?
No, I agreed with you.
Oh, you're the one.
I wouldn't apologize for that. Oh, I said you're right.
Never heard it, but I didn't doubt you.
Here's something else.
Can we go to the... We're running out of time.
I've just got one more...
yes, doctor.
A booby is actually slang for a female breast.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Final answer, France. It's got to go France, right?
Oh!
Yeah.
Let them eat cake.
Thank you, Marie.
Wait, there's cake?
Okay.
All right, two more. You've got one wrong, so we're on a roll here. What product used the advertising slogan, "Where's your mustache"?
Milk.
It's got to be milk.
Got to be milk.
Does the body good.
Yeah.
Or some say milk.
I would also like to add that the milk comes milk comes from boobies.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's a connection. Yes. Yeah,
that is a connection. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. That's
so stored in the hatch.
It's got to be milk, right?
Milk, yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Ah, that's utterly ridiculous.
Right. All right. This last one there's... I'm going to ask Haley a question. She has to answer them. You guys cannot participate.
Fair.
If either one of you participate.
If you're going to make me name the rest of the SEC teams.
No, I'm not. I'm going to make you name the mascots of these four teams. These four schools.
Oh, that's just as bad.
Okay.
Okay.
If you guys help, then the kids aren't going to get money. Then you all are disqualified. Haley,
I think
we've already won.
We only missed
one. We did.
Yeah, we've already won.
No, okay. No, we didn't. Yeah, that's not good for listening. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Haley. What are the mascots of these teams? Louisville.
Cardinals.
Western Kentucky.
The Big Red Blob.
We will accept Big Red.
No.
Big, yes. Yeah. It's the not. Big Red Blob.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
That's right.
I'm on the wrong school.
Western Kentucky.
Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers.
There
Hilltoppers.
You go.
I'm so sorry. Everyone yelling at your radio. I know.
Hold that out of your ass.
South Carolina.
Oh, no. The dogs?
No.
The Gamecocks, right?
Oh.
Right? Yeah, yes.
Look at that.
South Carolina Gamecocks. Wow. I don't know if you're going to get this one. For all the money and the kids.
Okay.
Last one. You got Louisville Cardinals, Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, South Carolina Gamecocks. Tell me what Cincinnati's mascot is.
Oh, Bearcats.
Yes.
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 I got into Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's got a 98% acceptance rate.
Thank
you,
Bearcats, for that acceptance.
All right. Haley, thank you for the cookies yesterday.
Of course.
You are awesome.
I know.
All right. Good job on the names, too. Good job. All right. The kids will get $340 as we move forward through the year with Crusade for Children trivia. Tom
Drexler,
Dwight.
One Tom Drexler, that's the number. Yeah, baby, Tom Drexler is actually the hotline for the homeowner. It's much more than just plumbing. Sure, Tom Drexler is an icon when it comes to plumbing. He's a perfectionist, but do you know you get that same perfection when you use Tom Drexler Electric? Tom Drexler Heating and Air, even Tom Drexler Bathroom Remodel. Imagine all of the services you get. Just go to Tom Drexler's website. You'll be amazed. Then call the man whose name is his number. One Tom Drexler. Yeah. Stick around. Back to wrap it up in just a couple of seconds on News Radio 840 WHAS.
And This Week in Music, fellas.
Oh, This Week in Music. I'm...
You're right.
Can't leave that early.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WHAS.
We're going hopping.
It is Friday, and that means This Week in Music, produced by Dave Jennings and written by Dwight Whitten.
All right, a lot happened this weekend of music, and so much to get through, so little time. Let's jump right in. January 24th, 1962 is a good day for Brian Epstein. He signed a management deal with the Beatles. Epstein, cool. Epstein was to receive 25% of the band's gross earnings. The normal management deal, 10%.
Wow.
I remember it well. I told John, I said, I don't think that this guy's worth 25 cents. He said, Paul, did you just say play him 25%?
Let's go to 1969.
And by the way, after that, he went on to star in Welcome Back, Kotter.
Right. Yes. Signed Epstein's ma. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, let's keep it on the Beatles, kind of, but let's jump up to 1969, because on January 24th, 1969, that's when New Jersey state prosecutors issued a warning to all U.S. record dealers.
Yeah.
If you distribute the new John Lennon Yoko Ono album, Two Virgins,
yeah,
you will be charged with selling pornography.
What?
The front of the
because
album.
Because of the title?
No, oh, because of the front of the album cover. The front of the album cover, it's an iconic album cover. It shows the two.
Oh. Yeah.
Full yes. frontally nude.
Yes.
If you go to the back cover, yeah. Well, it shows them fully nude from behind.
Yeah.
Despite all of this.
Which no one wants to see, by the way.
No.
No, wait, you can't see much. You can't see.
Stop it. Okay, it's always stop while you're ahead.
It's always the nudist that you don't want to see nude.
It was 1969, so you can't see a lot.
Okay.
Despite all of this hoopla, the album did manage to reach 124 on the U.S. charts. It failed to even chart on U.K. There was only 5,000 copies of this album pressed.
Wow.
And thank goodness it's a horrible, horrible record.
Oh, yeah.
Let's stay on January 24th, but let's jump up to 2005. That's when this little lady, country singer Lynn Anderson, was arrested.
Oh, hey, Lynn.
Whoa.
She's a fun gal.
Your pardon.
I never promised you.
This, of course, was her biggest hit, Rose Garden, a top five hit in 1970. But here's what happened. Country singer Lynn Anderson was arrested. She was caught shoplifting in New Mexico in a supermarket and then punching a police officer during her arrest.
She's stealing flowers?
What was she stealing?
What?
A Harry Potter DVD.
Oh, I feel for her. You know, you think, you think the hits are going to continue to come. Yeah. You think the record company's going to always love you. Well, guess what? The money runs out.
Will you catch a falling star? All right, let's go to January 25th, and let's go to 1974. This was right up the road, guys, in Indianapolis, Indiana. The mighty, mighty Led Zeppelin appeared in concert for 17,000 fans at Indianapolis Market Square Arena. The set list includes this song right here, Rock and Roll, Over the Hills, Far Away, Song Remains the Same, Rain Song, Cashmere, No Quarter, Trampling Underfoot, Moby Dick, Stairway to Heaven, all these great songs. How much was it to get a ticket?
$5.50.
You're very close. $8.50.
Ooh, that was a lot of money back then.
And the t-shirt was probably 10.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Stay on January 25th, and let's go to 1975, where we say sayonara and bye-bye. It was the last Sunbury Rock Festival in Victoria, Australia. Here's why. Well, the promoters, they invested heavily in this festival to have Deep Purple and AC/DC.
Ooh.
Both scheduled to play. Well, AC/DC was going to follow Deep Purple, but that didn't happen because a fight on stage between road crews between Deep Purple and AC/DC shut down the concert. After that, lights were packed up, they were denied use of the PA and all equipment, and the crowd was robbed of AC/DC, and after that, well, the festival went bankrupt.
It was a roadie ruckus.
That's fantastic.
Roadie ruckus. Let's
stay on. Fight a bit.
Yeah. Let's stay on January 25th. Let's go to my favorite year. It's 1989. I love that year so much. Bobby Brown was arrested for overtly sexual suggestive performances. It happened at the Columbus show, and he was fined $652 under the anti-lewdness law of Columbus. I remember when I saw it was a New Edition. You know, they broke up in all these different
things.
I saw New Edition here in like 94.
Yeah.
They couldn't get him off the stage because he kept humping the stage.
No.
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
So I guess he didn't learn
his lesson. Kind of weirdo.
Yeah,
kind of.
Really.
And he's the only one left alive, right?
Yeah, how about that?
Out of all his family?
Whitney is
his
daughter.
His kids.
And wow. He un-Whitneyed Whitney.
Yeah. Right? That TV show was so bad.
Oh,
it was like basically
bad.
Them in the Cabo somewhere just getting drunk and doing drugs.
It was a hell of a show, though. Let's go to January 26th. Let's go back to 1961, because that's when Aaron Elvis Presley was number one on the charts with Are You Lonesome Tonight? Well, what's the story behind the song?
Are you lonesome?
Here's why I recorded the song.
Because somebody was lonely.
It was lonely.
Do you miss me?
Song was not an original song. The song was actually written by Roy Turk and Lou Hanman in 1926. It became a hit in 1950.
What?
With the Blue Baron Orchestra version, and it reached top 20 on the charts. Well, this was a favorite song of the wife of Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, yeah.
He suggested, Elvis, will you do this song for my wife?
It's one of my favorite Elvis songs.
He did it, and the rest is history. Brilliant song. I love it.
Oh, it's great.
Let's hear just a little bit.
Do the chairs and your pot.
I like when he does a breakdown and he starts talking.
Well, stage is all bare, and I can see out there. You're sitting next to a bear eating a pear.
And a couple of squares.
Squares. And you say, you shouldn't be talking to your performers. I say, I don't care. Got a good friend named Larry. I call him Larry.
Let's stay, let's stay on January 26th, but let's jump up to 1977. Even though this song is about Fleetwood Mac, let's go ahead and play a little Judas Priest. Green Milesian with the two-pronged crown, and here's why. It was on this.
The heck does that mean?
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
The Green Milesian with the two-pronged crown. It'll all make sense in just a second.
Okay.
So January 26, 1977, when former Fleetwood Mac guitarist Peter Green was committed to a mental hospital after following an incident he threatened his accountant, Clifford Adams. Clifford Adams was just coming up to give him a $51,000 royalty check.
Right.
Chased him off with an air rifle.
Oh, a BB gun.
A little history behind Peter Green. He wrote a song called The Green Man Leech with the Two-Pronged Crown. It's about a nightmare he had while he was on LSD and the devil beyond and all this other stuff. Shortly after there, he went insane. Judas Priest covered it and did a great song, so I thought, we'll slide that one in.
There you go.
Hey, big day for the artist formerly known as Prince, or just Prince. It was January 26, 1980, when Prince made his debut on U.S. TV show American Bandstand. The performance, absolutely flawless.
Guaranteed.
And something amazing about Prince is, at 15 years old, he started getting record offers. But he said he wasn't going to do it, absolutely, unless he could produce, have 100% control over.
Wow.
Record company said,
how
no way.
How are you that savvy at 15?
No way, you're only 15 years old. The offers kept coming, but Prince stuck to his
I was trying not to walk into walls and doors.
Right.
At 15. This guy's negotiating his own contract.
At only 19 years old, the record company said, finally,
fine.
Sign the kid. Give him full creative control.
Right.
He did, and this is the album. However, when Dick Clark came up to interview him, In true Prince fashion, it didn't go so well for Dick Clark. Let's play a little bit of this. If you've never seen this, I want you to look it up. Prince getting interviewed by Dick Clark on American Bandstand.
Let's sneak over here a second. I said to something about the effect that you made a couple of demonstration in records when you were a teenager. You're barely more than that now, are you?
19.
Well, you had another year to go before you graduate. How many years ago did you make these demos and then have offers on them?
He just holds up four fingers, doesn't answer.
And why would you turn it down?
They wouldn't let me produce myself.
You were 15 at the time.
Yeah.
Would they think you didn't know what you were doing?
Don't know.
Really good interview there, Prince.
Scintillating.
His very first appearance on national television, that's how it went. Let's move on to January 27th, and let's go back.
Sorry, dude, he's cool.
Now, he's the greatest.
That was cool, dude.
That is the greatest concerts I've ever seen. Yep. It was Prince, hands down. Let's go to January 27th, and let's go back to 1956, where Elvis Presley is back in. It was a good day for RCA Records. It was a horrible day for Sun Records. Here's the story. Heartbreak Hotel was released by RCA Records, who had just recently purchased Elvis Presley's contract from Sun Records for only $35,000.
Oh, my God.
The song immediately sold 300,000 copies in the first week and would eventually sell over a million, becoming Elvis's very first
number one
gold record.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay on
January. Record. He always said record. Gold record.
It's my record.
Yeah.
Let's go to 1973, and let's go to Stevie Wonder, baby. 1973, January 27th, this song, Superstition, the lead single from Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album, became his second number one in the U.S., 10 years after his first number one. Here's the story behind this song, though. Hear that drum beat?
Yep.
That drum beat was created by guitarist Jeff Beck.
Ah, shut up.
Well, Stevie Wonder was so struck by this song after writing the song, Stevie Wonder, he offered it to Jeff Beck to record. He insisted on it. But Berry Gordy said, no, you're going to record this one yourself, Stevie, and give another song to him. So that's what happened. Eventually, he did write another song and give it to Jeff Beck.
It's been covered a million times.
Oh, Steve Ray Vaughan's got a hell of a version of this. So that's the story behind that song. As we go to 1998, it's a bad day for the Godfather of Soul. Wow!
I remember this day.
James Brown!
It was all over the news.
James Brown was charged with possession of marijuana and unlawful use of a firearm after police were called to his South Carolina home.
Was this the truck chase, too?
Brown later claimed that the drugs were used for his eyesight.
I got the cataracts.
The one good thing about it...
He wasn't driving a Cadillac.
The one good thing about it... His mugshot looked fantastic. It looked like something you would get out of glamour shot. Let's stay on January 28th. Or let's move to January 28th and go up to 1978 because the mighty, mighty Van Halen, they released their very first single. Normally, you should play Eruption before this, but for the sake of time, we're just doing this. You Really Got Me was their first single. It was released on this day, 1978. Of course, it was a Kinks cover, and Ray Davies said he absolutely hated the rendition of the Van Halen song. Van Halen covered many Kinks songs, but one thing that really got to Ray Davies is, after this song was released, during Kinks concerts afterwards, fans started coming up saying, "You all did a great rendition of Van Halen's You Really Got Me." And let's wrap it up on January 28th, 1985. That was the day that the recording took place for the song that ended world hunger. See, back in 1985, there was world hunger.
We did more stuff in the 80s than you know.
I know. It was on January 28th, 1985, when the recording took place for We Are the World. It was the U.S. equivalent of Band-Aid that Geldof put together. Who was on it?
Everybody.
Who wasn't on it? It was recorded at A&M Studios in Hollywood. It had people like Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder,
Cyndi Lauper,
Tina Turner,
Sting,
Diana Ross, Bob Dylan,
Paul Ray Simon,
Charles, Paul Simon, Daryl Hall, John Oates, Cyndi Lauper. Steve Perry, it was just everybody was on this record.
And they didn't play it on MTV very much.
No. Well, 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 well. That was my favorite part of Steel Opposite. And that, folks, is what happened on This Week in Music.
That's fantastic, everybody. Again, This Week in Music with Dave Jennings and Dwight Whitten. All right, I'm shocked that people still want to water and cut their grass after Forever Lawn got into business. ForeverLawnKentuckiana.com, 694-0647. This fake grass, if you will, is next generation. Sports grass came out almost 20 years ago. That's the stuff that reinvented football fields and soccer fields and everything else. And now this new product, it's nine different types of grass. It really feels and looks like real grass, and it's permanent. So they go in, they take up a couple of inches of topsoil, they put down a filter, and then whatever grass you choose to put down on your yard or your play field or whatever you're doing, they will do that, and then you never have to water it, you never have to cut it, feed it, and do whatever. It'll look like a golf course every single day of the year. Forever Lawn, 694-0647.
We're going hopping.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.